Okay, if you'll turn in your Bibles to the book of First Corinthians chapter 3. And we will share the Lord's Supper together. First Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 through 23. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only as through fire. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks that he is wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is folly with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. So let no one boast in men. For all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future, all are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Foundations are essential for a building to survive whatever weather, whatever calamities may come upon it. And we've seen the foundation of the building across the street, which we hope to be in April. And it was built a little bit crooked, and we saw it, and we wondered what they would do. And they had to make some adjustments to make it right. If they hadn't made those adjustments of the foundation, the whole building would have been crooked. And here Paul tells us that all of us are building our lives on something. And some of us have already built rather crookedly. And for some of us, that became evident. For others of us, that's not yet evident. But Paul says the day will reveal it. And so as we come to take the Lord's Supper together, we are being urged again to make sure that what we are doing here today and taking the supper that Christ has given to us together, that really indeed is the foundation of our life. That we really are building our lives on the Lord Jesus Christ and not on the opinions of men, not upon the potential good or pleasure that we may be able to extract from this life, but that we will build on a solid foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he really is the one that we look to that will be there when everything else gets shaken, which indeed it will be one day. So this cup and this bread are for those who have said publicly, I'm building my life on Christ. That's what baptism, part of what baptism means, that Jesus is now my Savior, he is my Lord, and I proclaim that publicly. Because there's been an internal work of God's Spirit to bring you to that conclusion. And that's why there's the public baptism. So this bread and this cup or for are for those who can say, yes, Jesus is now my foundation. He wasn't, and I have been brought to understand that Jesus is more important than anything else in my life, and I have said that publicly, and because of that, I've joined myself with others who have a similar heart. That's what the church is. And so that's why we say, if you're not in a church, your public testimony is still not in place, which it flows from the baptism. Baptism is part of it, but it's beginning a life of building on Christ. And so if you have not yet put your faith in Jesus, then of course this bread and this cup are not for you. And if you've not yet been baptized, then we ask that you wait until you've been baptized to proclaim that publicly, that you belong to Christ. And if you're not part of a church, if you're not a member of a church, then we ask you to wait till your public testimony is complete before you take the bread and the cup together. But we invite you, if you can't take the Lord's Supper, then we encourage you to remedy that situation and say, I need to build my life on Christ. I want to know him. I want to declare myself to be his publicly in baptism and in church covenant membership. So this is for us a reaffirmation that we're building our lives on Christ. And if we haven't been, then to retool our lives, so to speak, and say, I need to straighten up what I have built crookedly on the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's stand and sing together a song in preparation to taking the Lord's Supper together.